Mike's Way Full here on WEKZ, AM 1260 and FM 95.5. Please be joined by FHN Physical Therapy. And please be joined by Lindsay Bader as we talk about FHN's joint allopy program and joint replacements in general here. Lindsay, first and foremost, thanks for taking the time and joining us here on Big Radio.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
Well, summer is obviously here. It's warm outside, but summer seems to be a good time to consider a joint replacement. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, for many people, summer is a great time because that gives you a chance to be motivated and to exercise and walk outside, and you're able to wear the light clothing and shorts and, like I said, get out of the building and not have to worry about slipping or falling on the ice or even having to bundle up with long pants or a heavy jacket in order to get out and get to your therapy appointments. But regardless, if you are having significant pain and it is starting to affect your everyday life, then whether it's summer or winter, it's certainly time to consider that joint replacement surgery.
Lindsay, what is total joint replacement?
So there are two common joints of joint replacements that we do here at FHN in Freeport, one being a hip replacement and the other being a knee replacement. So during joint replacement surgery, the arthritis or bone spurs or other joint damage that someone may have in that knee or that hip or their shoulder is removed during surgery. So during hip surgery, they often will replace the damaged hip ball and part of your pelvis socket. And then during knee surgery, they often replace the femur, which is the end of your thigh bone there, the tibia, which is the lower leg bone, and then the very back of your kneecap or your patella. And they replace that damaged tissue with a metal and a plastic component, which then forms that new joint replacement.
Lindsay, there's a couple of different types of knee replacements available at FHN. Can you summarize those up for us a little bit here?
Yeah, so there, as I mentioned, the two most common types are hip and knee surgery. So during hip surgery, we just do the traditional posterior approach. So we only offer one type of hip replacement surgery at this point. But with our knee surgeries, we have two different types, one being traditional and also being true match, which FHN is one of the closest spots close to here that offers such surgery. And during that true match surgery, that allows the actual surgery to be customized for every patient having knee replacement surgery. So if you're very knock-kneed or bow-legged, the idea of true match is that a few weeks before surgery, you have a CT scan done of your knee, which then gives sent to an actual factory, which then performs the cutting blocks or the guides that allow the surgeon to cut specific angles or remove specific angles to customize the new prosthesis then to each and every patient, making it more patient-specific.
Again, we're joined by Lindsay Bader, FHN Physical Therapy, talking about the joint replacement in general at FHN as well as their joint allopy program. Lindsay, how long will someone spend in the hospital for a total joint replacement?
So when I first started at FHN about 9 years ago, the average length of stay for a hip or knee surgery was about 3 to 4, sometimes 5 days. Tradition has changed, and across the United States nationwide, 1 to 2 days tops normally is what people are in the hospital anymore. So it's crazy to see how those trends and technology have definitely worked to help that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of an in-and-out procedure then for folks. Mm-hmm. What type of follow-up physical therapy is needed for one of those total joint replacements?
So often the majority of people, when they leave the hospital, they will then continue with outpatient physical therapy, which for most will last approximately 3 weeks, but it's really patient-specific of whether it's earlier or longer that they may need their therapy. They will then continue with home exercise programs, and we often encourage people to continue those exercise programs for years thereafter, even to obtain their optimal function of their new joint.
Okay, so about 3 weeks, you said, really, for typical recovery?
Yeah, so normally, I mean, granted, at 3 weeks, are you going to get back to your high function and your daily life, back to everything that you're doing? No. But around that 3 to 4 weeks, that's when the majority of people are done with their outpatient physical therapy and then certainly getting their life back into play.
All right, where do people go for their therapy then?
So SHN offers multiple locations. We do have one at Burchard Hills. We also have our Lena Clinic in Stockton, as well as Mount Carroll. We do have other places or other people that go elsewhere besides FHN, but as I mentioned, those are the facilities that FHN offers.
Again, Lindsay Bader joining us here, FHN Physical Therapy. We mentioned our topic today of FHN's Jointopoly program. Tell us a bit about this recovery program.
Yeah, so our Jointopoly program was a vision that myself, as well as Megan Christensen, she's clinical nurse coordinator here at FHN, and this was a vision that we had many years ago as we were sitting at the bedside of a patient after surgery saying, I wish someone would have told them this. So Jointopoly comes from the theme of, we certainly know that getting a new joint replacement is not a game, but it's your chance to get your life back. And there are a lot of moving pieces and people and chances during this journey, but if we can ultimately ease your anxiety and have some fun along the way, that's where that Jointopoly program comes into play to make it more enjoyable. So our Jointopoly program is a very comprehensive program that we have formed. It starts with, once someone is agreeable or takes that step to say, I want a joint replacement, we often encourage them first to go to a two-hour class where we talk about what to expect before, during, and after. Each person then has a one-on-one specific therapy visit where you meet with a therapist and go over your exercises that we encourage you to do before surgery, as well as your hospital care, and then that Jointopoly program kind of flows to the theme when you do your outpatient physical therapy after surgery as well.
Okay, so it's kind of an outpatient and kind of after the procedure then.
The Jointopoly, it's like our whole, we consider that our whole program from beginning to end, from before your surgery, during your surgery, and after your surgery. We kind of, as I mentioned, use that Jointopoly part. There's a lot of moving pieces and chances that people may often take, just like in the game of Monopoly.
Ah, cleverly named then.
Yeah.
Roughly how many members are in Jointopoly?
So last year, from June of 2017 to April of 2018, we had approximately 175 people that had a new knee or a hip replacement. And every year, we do have two celebrations that we encourage these people to come back. And as I mentioned, we have quite a few around that 200 mark in just 6 months of time that people have made that step and made that decision to get a new knee or a new hip replacement.
Wow. A lot of great information today, Lindsay. If folks may have missed something or they'd like to learn more, what's the best way they can go about finding out more about the joint replacement programs and Jointopoly?
Yeah, so they can certainly check out FHN online at www.fhn.org. If you have any specific questions regarding our orthopedic department, you can contact the FHN Orthopedics at 599-7730. Or any questions specifically about therapy or our outpatient facilities, you can contact 599-6340, all area code 815.
All right, very good. Lindsay, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us here today. And thanks for informing us about Jointopoly as well as joint replacement at FHN.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Mike.
All right, Lindsay Bader, FHN Physical Therapy, our guest here today on WBKZ.